The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Happy Labor Day. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Excellent. How are you?
Oh, it's the end of summer. I'm a little bummed.
Yeah, right. Well, we're not going to think about
that. Is it back to school? Ugh.
If we could deny it, maybe it won't happen.
That's great.
Right? Okay.
Tell me how that works out.
We have with us today Perez Design Build Remodel, folks from there, Tracy Cosgrove, the design manager. How are you?
I'm great, Jackie. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Thank you for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab. We have a webcam on the roof. And we get hundreds of hits a day. Everybody from all over the country looks at it. And there's going to be some big construction going on at the corners, so you can
eventually
watch
it. I mean, yeah, we were told a couple months ago, but yeah, so whatever.
You can watch it go up.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. And remember to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Tracy Cosgrove, design manager from Perez Design, Build, and Remodel. You're here today to talk about bathroom designs, and as the design manager, I think you have a lot to say about that. But before we go into that, tell me about Perez, and as a company, how long Perez has been in business, and how long you've been doing what you do, please.
Well, Perez has been in business over 30 years now. And they're a full-service remodeling company. So we do everything from roof replacement, siding replacement, kitchen, bathroom remodels, additions to design of new homes. We do a few brand new homes a year.
New construction.
New construction, yep.
And you have been design manager with Perez for how long?
5 years now.
Okay, excellent. So bathroom remodeling is huge.
Huge.
And in fact, some of the data I've recently come across has indicated that bathroom remodels are number one over even kitchen remodels. And we spend a lot of time in our bathrooms and we want them to be right.
Absolutely.
And comfortable.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about some budget-friendly, easy designs that someone can think of doing if they want to update their bathroom.
Well, a lot of people these days, there's a lot of new products that, you know, vinyl flooring, you know, we all remember that old sheet gold vinyl that our grandparents had.
What do you mean my grandparents?
Grandparents.
I have it in my house. No, I don't.
You better not.
No, I don't.
But the vinyl floor industries have really come far out of the 70s, and there's a lot of what they call luxury vinyl tile products that they actually go down like a tile floor, but look like a vinyl when done, and very budget friendly. So you can transform the look of a bathroom just even doing the flooring pretty inexpensively. Don't have to necessarily go to a tile to do that.
All right. And how about lighting?
Well, lighting is everybody's in the big recess world. So what we usually do in our bathroom remodels is in your tub, your shower area, we're usually doing some recess lighting, and of course lighting over your vanity that you would need some down lighting for applying makeup and that kind of a thing. So lighting is pretty, pretty standard still.
Well, you know what I've seen? I noticed we had an electrical guy here with the lights a couple of months ago. The LED lights, they're flat. It's like a plate that you put on the ceiling, and it looks like a recessed light, but it's
LED.
Just a surface light, but it looks like recessed lighting.
And the recessed lighting we use, too, is actually all LED. You know, that's what it is now. That's what everybody's after. And if you never have to change the bulbs and it lasts you forever. And it actually provides like a nice soft light too. Most people think of it and they think it's cold and sterile, but it actually doesn't look that way.
Yeah, I like that. I like the look of that a lot.
Yeah.
And it was, and like you said, it was a cheap upgrade. We did it on a building that we had that we were doing some work on. We did it in the bathroom and it changed the look of the bathroom because it was the old round fluorescent bulb up there.
Right.
And it needed an update, and it really changed the look of the room.
Or the old medicine cabinets that had the lighting attached. That's a big popular thing we're swapping out, too. You know, taking that medicine cabinet that had the lights on it and now replacing it with a nice mirror with some sconce lighting or something different gives it an update. You know, and you can also put a fresh coat of paint on. You know, that's another inexpensive way to kind of update the bathroom with a fresh new color.
Okay, and there's certain colors that one should try to choose and... There are certain colors that one should definitely not use. Let's talk about those colors.
Exactly. I mean, I mean, most colors are fair game in a bathroom space, except for what we were talking earlier, Jackie, the yellows. Yellows are not good for trying to apply makeup or foundations or things like that. It kind of skews the way your skin tone looks. But any color that's really what I would call a gray-based paint, so almost like... there's a gray wash and then you added the color on top of it is the way to go as opposed to like a white base paint, you know, so the color is more muted and saturates the wall a little nicer when it's a gray base.
So when it's so small and it has yellow, even a neutral like an off-white that has a yellow or like a cream that has a yellow base is not good because you have a small area, you have mirrors, you have a lot of lighting, so maybe some natural light you throw in there, and then that magnifies the color because of the mirrors and the reflection.
Absolutely.
And then what you see in the mirror is different than what is really going on.
Exactly. And I always tell my clients to take three colors that you think you like. Like, let's say we're in a gray family. We're going to do three tones and we're going to paint them on the wall because nothing gives you that true color than actually seeing it in the space and how all of the light does come together for you to pick the right tone.
Okay.
Yeah. We were talking on the break and you were talking about the yellow and you put your makeup on and look in the mirror and you look great. Then when you go outside and you look in the rearview mirror, what do you look like?
You look like a drag queen. I mean, you could possibly look like a drag queen. I mean, when you see yourself in the natural light, after having applied it in a bathroom with yellow paint, it could look a little heavy, maybe.
And you're already 10 minutes late for where you need to go, and you can't go back
and
change
it. And there's no tissues to wipe anything off.
That's funny because my parents' house down in the Rockaways, they have a canary yellow bathroom. I mean, everything is yellow in there. So I never put on makeup in there. Jackie, always did it downstairs.
Yeah,
so. I wondered why everybody avoided that bathroom.
All this time, I never knew that that was a color that you had to stay away from in the bathroom. I mean, I'm not a yellow person, so there's no yellows in my house anywhere. But the spa-like colors, the greens, the blues, it makes sense.
Yes, the lavenders, the more muted tones are what you want.
Okay.
You know, I mean, definitely want to feel calm and relaxed in a new bathroom space. You don't want to feel... Yellow is also a color that like fosters like an urgency to it. So it's kind of like, you know, you feel uncomfortable. You feel like you want to hurry and move on. But, you know, your bathroom is someplace you want to... You know, we spend time there. So
well,
want to be comfortable.
I can think of a few people that need a little bit of help in the morning. A little sense of urgency. Patrick, God bless him.
My son, I don't know what he does. He camps out in the bathroom. He goes, he just disappears. Where is he? Oh, he's in the bathroom.
But I bet he looks good. I bet he looks good. Right?
Yeah, he doesn't have to worry about
it.
He looks good.
It comes out his hair. He's got a coif. It looks good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what ruins, other than yellow, what ruins a bathroom remodel in your opinion? What should people stay away from doing?
Well, you know, unless you have the space, a lot of people nowadays are actually removing those old tubs.
Clawfoot?
Yeah. I mean, people are taking tubs out and replacing with nice walk-in showers. That's kind of the trend right now. If you only have that space where you've got the old tub shower unit and you don't have room for a shower and a separate tub, a lot of my clients are foregoing the tub altogether and going with a shower.
Okay. And what's in is the no lip, just walking right in. It's just...
Curbless.
Curbless, they call it, right?
The goal is curbless if the home will allow it. It's just all how the floor joists are framed, if you can actually get a true curbless. in an older home, but we are doing a lot of that. It's like aging in place scenario, like where it's going to be easy for you should anything happen, heaven forbid, you have a walker, you need to get up to the shower, you can get right in with ease and, you know, have a bench in the shower too to make it comfortable.
Yeah, but that's a double-edged sword too, because I mean, I show houses to people sometimes and they have little kids and a tub is an absolute requirement. They have to have a tub for the kids.
Absolutely. If you have that secondary bath, that will stay. You'll definitely keep that. If it's, I do a lot of homes for, you know, retirees, and they're taking those out and, like I said, putting in showers and making, you know, the most of the space that they have. But absolutely, if you've got a home and you're trying to sell it to somebody who has kids and you don't have a tub, that's mission impossible.
You don't want to eliminate it
if it's the only one you have.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Yes, I've had people love homes and then just say no because there was no tub.
Right, absolutely.
And they needed it. Now, that thing, I'm thinking of a story with Patrick because, you know, he was tub for the longest time. We went away and there was no, in our hotel, there was nothing, there was no tub. There was just a shower and he screamed like you were killing
really?
Him.
Oh my God, you
really?
Would think you were killing a kid.
Oh yeah, he could. He hated
he
that.
Hated the
he
shower.
Hated the
he
hated shower. The shower.
And he was a toddler and, but I mean.
You would think you were stabbing him or something like the shower scene from
awful,
Psycho. But.
Awful.
Well, there's no way to float the rubber duckies or anything in the shower. How are you supposed to do that?
But as an infant, there would be no way. There would be no way. Okay, so what are some okay trends to consider? You know, I try to stay away from trendy, but, you know, things that are in today and they're out in 15 minutes. There are some trends happening in the industry, in the bathroom updating world. What would be okay trends to consider?
There's a lot of neutrals out there. There's a lot of grays happening in bathroom remodeling. Gray vanities, in fact. You know, mm-hmm. your actual cabinetry being gray. I think that's a trend that is okay. I think if you remodeled your bathroom and in 5 years you looked back, it's neutral. So it's not going to be, you know, the old dusty rose, the old avocado. And you're going to say, what was I doing 10 years ago putting in
mauve,
a gray van? Right, exactly. Mauve is something that, you know.
Mauve and gray was big in the 80s.
Big in the 80s. Right. And that's all we do is take those colors out. But
right.
gray vanities are a trend right now, and, you know, with the white tops, kind of like that marble feel, I feel like that's a timeless thing regardless. So I feel like it's one of those colors that will stand the test of time and you'll be okay with that.
Right. Yeah. Now. Grays are huge, even
grays
on
huge.
Walls and upholstery items and mm-hmm. cabinetry. I've noticed that. And there was a time when people would feel that it was like, it brought like an institutional feeling to a room. But now it's in vogue.
It's an in vogue thing. And it's one of those, because it is a neutral, now everybody says, oh, I could have purple
black,
towels, I
white.
Could have yellow striped, I can have, you know, I can constantly change my decor in there because my background is so neutral. So mm-hmm. that's why I think it works.
Okay. Yeah. If you want the funky colors, you can always paint the walls.
You can always paint the walls or get yourself, you know, some kind of leopard print shower curtain. I mean, that's fun.
No, seriously. Right? Yeah. But yeah. you can always, that's not permanent.
That's not permanent.
It's not like I'm getting a tattoo when I'm stuck with it forever.
True.
So.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. So how about wallpaper in the bathroom? In or out? Because there's some really nice wallpapers out there.
I'm on the fence with it, Jackie. I say it's in if we're talking about a powder room. You know, a lot of times now the place to throw a little flair and style is in that half bath. So if you have a home with a half bath.
They tend to be boring. You're right.
They tend to be boring. So I, with the clients I work with, that's the place that we're doing a little pop. You know, that vessel bowl sink.
Mm.
You know, I recently did a home where we actually had a barrel that used to be an actual barrel. We made it into a sink. Like, that's the place to put your novelty. So I think wallpaper is a nice thing for a powder room. I wouldn't go crazy in a master bath with borders and wallpaper like that, because, you know, again, that's what we're removing. But a powder room is the place to put a little flair.
So in the powder room, which is usually tiny, do you do all four walls or just one or two?
You could do all four. I think it depends on the pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's
a busy one.
Crazy and busy, I might just do one wall.
Okay.
I might do the wall behind the sink where I've got my fancy mirror. If it's a nice subdued kind of thing, I might do all four walls.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
You were talking about the barrels. I showed a house a couple of weeks ago, and it had two sinks, and the cabinet was an old chest of drawers that somebody
exactly.
had made, and it was just it was...
Exactly. I used to work
with... I had never
with,
seen it before.
I used to work with another designer, and her husband was a carpenter, and that's exactly what he did. Took old dressers and made them into vanities.
It was a dresser, exactly.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful stuff. Unique.
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 With us today is Tracy Cosgrove, Design Manager from Perez Design, Build, and Remodel. How does someone get in touch with you and the design team at Perez, please?
To get in touch with me or the design team at Perez Design, Build, Remodel, you can call our office at 570-333-0505 or toll free 1-866-464-7373. Or you can call me on my direct line, 570-585-5434.
And your website, please.
PerezDBR.com.
Thank you, Tracy. Before we go to break, Pat?
Yes, we have an updated two-family home at 516 Burke Street in Dunmore for $159,000. This building's in very good condition with two three-bedroom apartments. It has low taxes of $1,800 a year. It sits on a large corner lot with off-street parking for five cars. This building is in a beautiful section of Dunmore. You can live in one unit and have the rent pay the mortgage. All the appliances are also included in the sale. That's an updated two-family home with two three-bedroom apartments at 516 Burke Street in Dunmore for $159,000, and that's listed by Joanna Baderka of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Before we go to break, I have the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for single-family homes. What's the median sales price? It is up almost 7% to $154,900. The median sales price is also up, and that's up 12.5%. to $135,000. This is year to date. Last year at this time, it was a median sales price of $120,000. So that's good news. And our days on market are down almost 14% to 50 days on market. Now, this depends on your area. This is not for every area and every price home, but the statistics are moving in the seller's favor, wouldn't you say?
Yes, they are.
It's time for a short break. We'll be back in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents. They're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back on this Labor Day weekend to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And I don't want to look like a drag queen. So I'll never get ready in a yellow bathroom.
You don't give, yes, the yellow is what does that. If you're applying makeup.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
So I don't think
you do that.
So,
okay. Yeah. Thank God.
With us today is Tracy Cosgrove, Design Manager from Perez Design, Build, and Remodel. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being here
Thank
with us.
Thank you for having me.
And anybody that's just tuning in has no idea what you were just saying.
No
but
clue.
In the first
yes.
half of the show, we were talking about updating a bathroom. And the color to stay away from is yellow because you don't look so hot in the mirror because you're in a small space, the lighting and the mirrors magnify that color and then what you think you're looking at, you go outside in the natural daylight and it's completely different.
Completely heavy.
Heavy.
Most likely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so stick with spa colors, the calming blues, greens, and the gray-based paints. We also talked about other things, but on this half, I'm thinking about in your world, in your design world, what are some, maybe even just one, aha hacks that a pro like you uses to max out bathroom space?
Well, these days, there's actually the ability to do custom cabinets, which in the past wasn't so readily available. So in a small space where there might be husband and wife or there might be children, you can actually set yourself up to do double vanities, double sinks.
Oh,
which
why
is a,
would you say that?
Which is a hot ticket item.
Don't well, say that.
That's
this
if you can get along.
A source of...
I can't believe you said that.
It is. It's a big... It's
this
a hot
has been
button.
A very sore subject in the Devaney household.
Do
for
you
the
have
last
two sinks?
10 years. No, because you know why. This is why. Master bathroom. All I wanted was two sinks. That's
no, it's
all
not.
I wanted. Two sinks. And I was talked.
That's the only thing you wanted.
You know, it made me laugh. In the master bathroom, that's the only thing I wanted. And I was talked into a just jacuzzi jetted tub thing that I have never stepped foot
that
in.
That I was unused for 5 years.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay, fine. But I didn't want it. So I wanted the double vanity, and I was talked out of it because this is what I had to have.
You had to have that tub.
Well, yeah, according to the contractor and my husband.
But a busy working mother, how often do you get time to lounge in the tub?
We have
never. I have never. I have
exactly.
I'm not a tub person.
We have more bathrooms than people in the house, so we're okay.
You're all right.
Yes, but I wanted the double vanity. So continue, please,
well,
Tracy.
Double vanities,
I want to hear this.
Double vanities are a great thing, and in some of the older spaces, it's tight. And to get to order to achieve that, you know, you need space. But now you can do shallow depth vanities so that you can actually, you know, in a narrow, long, narrow bathroom, you're able to actually get two sinks. So you don't have to go around that one deep set sink.
That
you
was
can
the
actually,
problem. It was
that
too
was the
deep.
Problem.
It was
they're
too deep.
Deep.
To get past the shower, the
that's
wall.
That's correct.
It was
right.
too deep.
Now you can do a shallow depth. And then this guy, I had a client that had twin girls. We were remodeling his bathroom. He had twin girls and thought he only needed one sink. Thank goodness I talked him into two. I said, you have two girls and your wife and you. You need two sinks.
Where were you 10 years ago?
Where, yes.
Yeah, well,
I
needed you.
I talked him into it, and he called me and thanked me for it.
There
Jackie,
you
I'll
go.
Tell you that. After they were living in it.
I'll
and,
thank you for him.
Yes.
Thank you for thinking of
exactly.
that, because that's what I wanted.
And it feels comfortable. There's two sinks. It's longer, but it's narrow and not as deep. So the bathroom still feels spacious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like my own space.
Yep.
You know,
you need your own space.
You do need your own space.
You
okay.
Do.
So what about laminate flooring in the bathroom?
Well, laminate flooring, like I was talking earlier, they have new styles. The luxury vinyl stuff is great. It looks like a vinyl floor, but it's actually applied like a tile. So really, when it's done, it looks like...
Tile.
It doesn't look like the old sheet vinyl that you used to have. And it's relatively inexpensive.
And it wears well?
It wears well. And the other thing about it that's nice is that it's actually warm on your feet. You know, ceramic tile tends to be cold, you know, especially in the winter months in northeast PA. Like, you know, the temperatures drop, the floors can get a little cold when you're standing on ceramic. But the luxury vinyl tile kind of holds the heat, so it feels nicer.
Nice.
Yeah,
yes.
Not as cold.
Yes.
Tile
is
stepping out of the shower, not as cold.
Okay. You know what? I've seen some disasters. I've seen the laminate wood in some of the bathrooms, and it just water in that old laminate click together floor just does not go together.
And that's what I'm thinking when I think of laminate.
That's what I think of too when I think of laminate. I think of
exactly. No, the products these days are so much better, and they're just made to last, and you could beat them up.
And they're specific for
the bathroom, so, specific for areas of moisture.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I know moisture in that old stuff just didn't agree.
Work. No, you're
kinda
right.
Kind of like carpeting in the bathroom.
Like carpeting in the bathroom, which I have had. You know,
tell us
and
about
let's
that.
And let's
tell
get the carpeting.
About...
Number one, let's get the carpeting out of the bathroom.
Now you did a tub remodel.
I had a customer that had a one of those inset tubs, and you stepped up, you know, pretty luxurious looking, really, if it wasn't surrounded by mossy green carpet.
Ugh.
Yeah. So the first thing we did was get that out of there, take care of the mold problem that
mold
was under there, because carpet near water is not good. And then we replaced everything with tile, and it is beautiful, very spa-like. Actually, Jackie, the after pictures of this bathroom are pretty spectacular. But they still use the tub. They wanted to maintain the tub. It was a secondary bathroom that their grandkids used, so the tub was important to keep. We just didn't need to keep the cushy carpet. around it.
From since
1972, maybe.
72.
Yeah, I don't know. Pretty bad.
Where have they been for the last 40 years?
I asked them where they've been. Why didn't you come see me 20 years ago? But
and the thinking behind that was, did they give you any insight?
I think the thinking when they designed it was comfort. You know, carpeting is comfortable on bare feet. And I think designers then thought, you know, it's soft, you know, like the shag carpeting extended all the way from the living room areas. And why not bring it into the bathroom where it's comfy and...
That's poor planning.
Very, very, very poor.
Well, oftentimes we want, you know, people ask us, well, why would someone do this or that? And I'm just dumbfounded.
Head.
I don't know. I wouldn't know yet.
There's no answer, Jack. It's just like, why do people cover beautiful hardwood floors with wall-to-wall carpeting? I mean, how many old homes people come through, and at some point during the 70s, everybody thought carpet was the way to go. And underneath that are these beautiful, beautiful floors.
Gorgeous, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Perez Design, Build, and Remodel has a website. Do you have before and after pictures on that website?
We do.
Okay.
And they're broken down in category, too. You can look at additions, kitchens, new homes, and you can explore bathrooms, too, before and afters.
And what's that website, please?
It's PerezDBR.com.
And how does someone get in touch with you at Perez?
You can call the office at 570-333-0505 or toll free at 1-866-464-7373.
Okay. And you have a whole team of professionals at Perez.
We do.
During the week, you're there from what times?
We're open during the week, primarily from 8 to 5. And then Saturdays, our showroom is open from 10 to 4.
And you're located?
611 South State Street in Clark Summit, PA.
All right. Thank you, Tracy. Would you come back next week and we'll talk some more about bathrooms?
Absolutely.
Remodeling and updating.
I would love to come back.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a gorgeous three-bedroom, three-bath home at 1005 Linwood Street in Troop for $189,000. This beautiful ranch-style home has wonderful landscaping and stonework on the outside. And the inside is over 2,000 square feet. This home has those amazing hardwood floors that
beautiful.
You were just talking about throughout the whole place. It's got two stone fireplaces, an updated kitchen, and it has a custom wood ceiling in the kitchen that's really unique. It's very nice. It's on a very quiet street. It's on a corner lot. It has a two-car garage, a finished lower level. All this home needs is a new owner. That's a three-bedroom, three-bath home located at 1005 Linwood Street in Troop for $189,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Now, I came across an interesting article. Americans detail their dream home. Listen to this. According to a recent survey, all of the features in a typical dream home would total up to $1.3 million.
That's all?
That's all.
I believe it.
All right. So when the survey went out, the average American respondent wants 7.5 rooms.
Does it have two sinks in the bathroom?
Probably does.
Oh, it does. It
and
does.
A laundry chute.
I guarantee you.
And a laundry chute.
And a laundry chute.
Absolutely.
Laundry
chute. That was
would.
The only other thing.
Sure thing. Or a laundry in the master bath.
There you go. Oh, that's, mm-hmm. I like that idea. Mm-hmm. So 7.5 rooms, 2,200 square feet would be their dream home. And the number one feature that they want... You're going to be blown away by this.
A helicopter pad.
Okay. A view with peace and quiet is the most desired feature.
That's true.
It is
that?
True. And the majority of people would prefer a new home versus an old one, a mm-hmm. fixer-upper. They want comfortable, cozy, and spacious. Those are the top three words. And the ideal setting differed among different the genders and the generations. Men are most likely to want to live on a beach. Imagine. While more women want to live in the country, millennials prefer suburbs, Generation X prefers the country, boomers want the beach. 15% of all respondents said being near a school, a good school, is very important, while just 11% said they want to be near entertainment and nightlife. 46% said they would spend the most time in their dream home in either the living or family rooms.
I spent 20 years living on the beach. You get sand everywhere. It's nice in the summer,
yes.
But in the fall and the winter and the spring,
you're over it.
Yeah.
You're over it.
Inside, men prefer modern, women prefer traditional. Boomers and Generation X want traditional, while millennials again want modern. 64% of respondents believe they will live in their dream home within their lifetime. It's nice to have a goal. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Have a great Labor Day weekend.